When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 17 of Dare to Be. Our devotion today is titled, Dare to Pray. Mark Batterson once wrote, "Bold prayers honor God, and God honors bold prayers." Our text for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. After they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, Hannah rose. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head." In her distress and through her tears, Hannah prayed a decisive prayer. The word for prayed in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 is the Hebrew word palal. It describes seeking divine intervention or judgment, often in an earnest manner. The term describes the act of making supplication or request to God, reflecting a deep dependence on God's divine will and guidance. Warren Wiersbe shares these insights. During one of the festive meals at Shiloh, Hannah left the family and went to the tabernacle to pray. She had determined in her heart that the Lord wanted her to pray for a son so that she might give him back to the Lord to serve him all his life. It's an awesome fact that, humanly speaking, the future of the nation rested with this godly woman's prayers. And yet, how much in history has depended on the prayers of suffering and sacrificing people, especially mothers? The original tabernacle was a tent surrounded by a linen fence. But from the description in the text, we learn that God's sanctuary now included some sort of wooden structure with posts, that's chapter 1, verse 9, and doors, chapter 3, verse 2, and also 15, and in which people could sleep, that's verses 1 through 3. This structure and the tabernacle together were called the house of the Lord, the temple, the tabernacle of the congregation, and God's habitation. It was here that aged Eli, the high priest, sat on his priestly throne to oversee the ministry. And it was there that Hannah went to pray. She wanted to ask the Lord for a son and to promise the Lord her son would serve him all the days of his life. What an example Hannah is in her praying. It was a prayer born out of sorrow and suffering, but in spite of her feelings, she laid bare her soul before the Lord. It was a prayer that involved submission, for she presented herself to the Lord as His handmaid to do whatever He wanted her to do. You can see Luke 1:48. It was a prayer that also involved sacrifice, because she vowed to give her son back to the Lord to be a Nazarite. You can see Numbers chapter 6 on that. And serve the Lord all of his life. In praying like this, was Hannah bargaining with the Lord? I don't think so. Bearing a son would have removed her disgrace and perhaps ended her rival's persecution. But giving up the son was another matter. Perhaps it would have been easier for her to go on living in barrenness than to have a child for 3 years and have to give him up forever. I wonder if God had given Hannah an inner conviction that her son would play an important part in the future of the nation. Hannah prayed a daring prayer out of deep desperation. In times of trials, people tend to reach out and trust God at deeper levels than before. When all you can do is look up, you're at a great vantage point to see God. Some questions to consider. Perhaps pick up a journal, maybe just a piece of paper, and write down your thoughts on Hannah's bold prayer. Why are desperate prayers bolder than when things are going well? Consider and reflect on these quotes on prayer from Mark Batterson. God isn't offended by your biggest dreams or boldest prayers. He is offended by anything less. If your prayers aren't impossible to you, they are insulting to God. And most of us don't get what we want because we quit praying. We give up too easily. We give up too soon. We quit praying right before the miracle happens. If you don't take the risk, you forfeit the miracle. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.